I am so glad that Billy let me come and share in this service for Catherine, because there are no two people I have loved more in my life than Catherine and Roger Wallace. My name is Gil Watson, and I was the pastor of the Lithonia First United Methodist Church in the Stone Ages. And Roger and Catherine took me under their wing. It's a good thing they did, because I had no knowledge of how to run a church, none whatsoever. I didn't know how to plan a budget. I didn't know how to raise a budget. I didn't know how to make ends meet. And you know Roger and Catherine real good in that department. Catherine was the first female financial secretary and treasurer they had at the Lithonia Church. And let me tell you, she was a no-nonsense lady. And the one thing you could always say about her was she was quiet and demure and never expressed her opinion. I cannot tell you the depth of love that I feel. Catherine, I called Mom. Roger, I called Dad. And there was a reason. They sort of adopted me as a child, and I needed adopting. Carol and I had one child when we went to Lithonia, soon after we had a second. And Roger and Catherine would have us to dinner. They'd have us to dinner, but Roger would say, "I'll pay for the babysitter." Only time in my entire ministry anybody's ever paid for my babysitter. And then, the first time we were there for dinner, Roger said, "What is that?" "It's the train. The train's going through. It's 10 o'clock. It's time for you to go home." So from then on, it was a standard joke. "Is the train going through? Let me know and we'll get out of here." The scripture says to everything there is a season, a time to be born and a time to die. Catherine in these last years has been very ready to die. She has suffered long and hard, and she has borne her suffering as she did everything else. I'll get through this. And with Roger's help and with Joanne's help, she faced every day. Now, those Wright ladies were sort of strong sisters. That is an understatement for the rest of you who do not know. They were magnificent cooks. They were in charge. And nothing has changed about that. Joanne, you are now singularly in charge. But you are up to the challenge. I got no doubt in my mind. The Proverbs writes of who will find a virtuous woman. And then there's all that list of what she buys and what she sells and what she does. And then it ends with, "Beauty is vainglory and fleeting, but a woman who loves the Lord is a true find." And Catherine had a great faith. She had a great faith. She could make the best strawberry preserves in the whole world. And in my younger days and her younger days, she cooked my breakfast, she said when I left. Waffle House was closed. But she cooked breakfast for me. She said, "You know I wouldn't do this for Roger." Those strawberry preserves, I can still think of them and remember. She taught me so much about gardening, and it has become my hobby in life. But in every planter, you need something tall, You need something small. You need something to fall. I've never forgotten. Roger and she had the most beautiful yards. And Roger would say, well, they're not beautiful by themselves. It takes work to do these things. So I wrote a poem on my garden in the country. It says, my garden is a lovely place between my God and me. He sends the sunshine and the rain, and I do the rest, you see. And it's a partnership. And speaking of partnerships, Roger, you have had a partnership that was the greatest ever. No two people were ever more designed for each other. No two of you could have lived with each other or anybody else other than each other. That's why. Because Catherine was an executive before executives were in. She managed departments. She would have been probably the CEO at Southern Bell if things had gone on, because nothing got by her. She was organized to a T, and she followed through with everything she did. They taught me how to be a pastor. And in that teaching, had I not gone to Lithonia, I guess that makes me part Presbyterian, Billy, this being foreordained and all, in their brief missionary visit to the Methodist Church before they became Presbyterians again. If I had not been in Lithonia and learned from Roger and Catherine how to manage a church, I could never have been the pastor of a 6,000-member church. They gave me that ability. And they gave me love. And every time I would telephone, Catherine would say, Roger, it's your wayward son. And no two people have given more to me in love and support than Roger and Catherine. Over 44 years. That's how long ago I went to Lithonia. 44 years. In those 44 years, a lot has happened. I had services for their parents and had services for family members. I had weddings, I had funerals, was a part of their lives in every event. You could depend on Roger and Catherine if someone was sick or someone was in need. I don't know how many pound cakes she baked or carried to places, but more than you could count, I can guarantee you that. She was a wife who really stood by her husband, and Roger was a husband who stood by his wife. 63 years is a long time, and they were beside each other through thick and through thin. I have some folks that are hardly married 63 days anymore. But not Roger and Catherine. It was a commitment, and they understood commitment. In this world today, when commitment is not really in, they were committed. They were committed to each other in marriage. They were committed to their church, whether it was in Lithonia or here in Covington, and they loved you in this church at Covington. They loved this church. And they always allowed themselves to be used. Roger loved working in that thing for the needy, where you had the goods that you gave and the things that you gave to the needy folks. It was just like being in the used furniture business, or the used bicycle business, or the used clothes business. And he always was an entrepreneur, so he loved it. I think it actually brought out the the Jewish ties that he had in his mind, and he liked sitting by the cash register to see that it all went right. But as we say goodbye to Catherine, it's just goodbye for a little while, dear friend. Because she was a special, special lady in this world. You see, the grass withers and the flower fades, but God's love lasts forever. The grass withers and the flower fades, but that which remains is the potpourri. And the potpourri is more valuable than the flower, because it is the reminder of the flower long after the flower has faded. The potpourri of Catherine's life is the impression she left on all of us, and what she gave of herself to all of us. My very first doctoral robe they bought for me. Roger said if he'd known it was that expensive, he probably would have just paid half of it. But that wasn't the only one that they bought. They were as proud of me in accomplishments as parents could have been. And I have loved them over the course of these years. So today, it's not really goodbye to Catherine. It's just until we meet again. Because heaven will be a little better, and it was good that Catherine went first, Roger, because she needed to get things ready for you. She always did. She always prepared for you and for all of you nieces and nephews and her family, for all of you whom she loved. She always went ahead to prepare a place. And just as surely as God has prepared a place for all of us, she's there arranging that place for us to come and be in that place he's prepared. No lady stood for more moral, more right, and more good than did she. And my life is better because I could call her mom and Roger Dad. And my life is truly blessed. Thank you. Thank you for your love. And Catherine, give your mother a hug, Molly, and all those rights. One day we'll get together. I hope they have a kitchen in heaven. If they don't, there will be one installed soon. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I do love my friends so very much. But you have loved them even more. You have used them in their generosity to shape lives, to shape churches, to shape missions, to shape ministries. And you have taken Catherine to be with you. So thank you, Lord. Thank you. And thank you that we have you in whom to depend and you in whom to trust. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen.